If you're hearing talk on the internet, you're listening to TalkZone.com.
Wow, thank you for that.
TalkZone.com.
Time for more of the Bob Woodson Show, What Works and Why, on TalkZone.com.
This is Bob Woodson again. You're listening to the Bob Woodson Show, What Works and Why. Our guests are Todd and Lance Furtado, brothers who have transformed their lives and spent all their time motivating youth away from a life that they used to lead. And Pastor Buster Sorey, senior pastor of First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens, New Jersey. And we've been talking about character, but Buster, I attended a basketball game once with your sons, who both are outstanding basketball players. It was in high school. I believe it was a playoff game.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, Bob.
Do you remember that? Well, something happened that one is not moved to tears watching a basketball game, but you may not know this, but I was moved to tears because the coach of Buster's son's team were in a position with about a minute, a few seconds to go of winning the game. They were behind by 1 point, and the referee called a foul in the last 3 seconds, which seldom happens.
Right.
And which gave the ball to your son's team, and all the player had to do was make these two fouls, one, and the game would have been won.
Right.
But the team huddled with the coach, and I'm getting chills just thinking about he huddled with the coach, and the team determined that it was an unfair call on the part of the referee, and they didn't deserve to have that foul.
Right.
So what they did was the player came up to the foul line and slammed the ball twice against the backboard, which means that the other team got the ball and they lost. And I said, what a powerful character lesson that coach taught these young people.
Right.
And I wish everyone throughout the nation had been there to witness it, or I always wanted the video of that, because we really are desperate for character lessons for our young people, particularly in saying to them that winning isn't as important as being fair and
right.
being honest. You remember that?
I remember that. I remember that. And what was striking to me was that none of the kids up to this day have ever complained about that.
And none of the parents complained.
None of the parents protested that. And unless we have those kinds of examples of character, then we'll always criticize people like these brothers who are doing something good for reasons unrelated to the conversation.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. These guys are examples of living character, people who are not running from their past deeds, people who are not denying their mistakes, and people who are not only taking responsibility, but they're carrying out good works. And the problem, I think, is that it seems so rarely, this is your point, Bob, it seems so rarely that when people do see it, they don't even, they don't recognize it.
No, but I really think if we want to, you get more of what you reward and less of what you punish.
Right.
And if we want to see more examples of transformations of young people, then once people evidence that they have taken that important step, and we need to just invest in them, not only in money, which we are trying to do to raise money for them, so that they can, but they need to be examples. They need to be held up. They need to be on television. You know, not some congressman because he stole some money and got away with it.
Right.
Or some senator who's now in trouble because he was with someone other than his wife.
Right.
Or some athlete who has been wayward and therefore press conferences are being held. It's all of the self-indulgence and where we create celebrities out of real thugs instead of taking people who were thugs and making them celebrities. it's just sickening to me that we don't hold up people like your coach, and I have to get his name because I, at that moment, Buster, sticks with me and will be forever etched in my mind and in my heart, that a person under circumstances where we are told winning is everything.
Right.
And what he's saying, winning is being fair and being a good character.
Right.
And I'll never forget that as long as I live. And that's why I am so wedded to assisting the Furtado brothers to be successful in influencing these kids.
Yeah.
What is next for you? I know, Buster, that you want to bring to expand the number of young people in your church and in your community so we can begin to penetrate. What is next for you in this?
What's next for me is to help you take the Violence Free Zone strategy national, to help you raise funds to support people like the Furtado brothers, and to identify heroes in the respective towns that are having problems with violence, and to empower them and motivate them and to resource them so that they can get the kind of results that these brothers are getting in Queens.
Well, that's good. And I wanted to ask Lance and Todd in the segment that we have left, and I know, Buster, you said you have to leave.
I do, and I appreciate this. Brothers, I hope to see you soon.
Yes, sir.
Bob, keep up the good work.
Good. We're going to get them into Somerset and get your folks up to see them, because that we need that kind of cross-fertilization.
Yes, sir.
And we look forward to coming down there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what are the you guys have a rally coming up soon? You say the community's been responding to your plight.
Yes, well, you know, the community sort of took up the fight for us. They said, you know what, you've been on the battlefield long enough. Why don't y'all take a seat back and let us come up front and speak on behalf of you, because we've been watching you for the last 5 years. We've seen the good work. You're not a person that talk about it. You be about it. You allow your actions to speak louder than your words. And we truly appreciate what you're doing for our kids, trying to help our kids. And, you know, we shared with them that we deem them to be all of our kids. We grew up on the philosophy that it takes a neighborhood or a community, a village to raise a child. Well, Todd and my position is we are that community. So the community has rallied around us. And they come together. And I just want to say that I truly appreciate you, Mr. Woodson, and, you know, just being the person that you are and understanding that you have to think outside of the box and get away from traditional thinking to bring about solutions for these problems. And also saying that, I also want to salute our congressman and our senator who've stood behind us for also being bold enough and brave enough.
Give us their names.
Outside of the box. Congressman Greg Meeks, I salute him. I applaud him. Senate President, New York State, Malcolm Smith, I salute him and I applaud him, me and Todd together, for being bold and brave enough to think outside of the box and get away from traditional thinking, because far too long our elected officials have sat back and watched our kids, our youth, our future generation out here running rampant and killing themselves. And these two elected officials said, no more. We're going to step up and we're going to put our resources behind people that we feel, as you described, that are agents of change, that can reach out and reach these kids where they are in the streets and help change the mindset of our youth. So for you, Mr. Woodson, and Congressman Greg Meeks and Senator Malcolm Smith, Todd and myself truly salute you also.
And if our listeners want to contribute to you or just get in touch with you, would you share your email address or some ways? I hope our listeners will contribute money. And try to learn more about what you're doing. You can certainly find out about them through the Center for Neighborhood Enterprise, and I'll give you our email address at the end of the show. But if some listeners wanted to contact you directly, how can they reach you?
Well, they can go onto our website, It's just been reopened, which is kingofkingsfoundation.org. And also they can email us at kingofkingsfoundation@gmail.com. We man those posts ourselves. We answer the emails. We are online blogging, so you can definitely communicate with us. And we appreciate any support that you can give, whether it's monetarily or support in prayer, because we truly need your prayers, because these are some evil times that we're fighting against, and we're all in this together.
Well, as I said to you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and this is Todd. You could also hit us up on Facebook. Just look for Todd Furtado. Send me a friend request. I don't deny anyone. And, you know, through Facebook, there's a little window where we could literally speak. So we could make that happen.
I wish I was young enough to know how to manipulate Facebook. My daughter, who's 26, sat down and got my wife and me on. But I have to go to each time, anytime I want to communicate. So I'm trying to increase my literacy.
Right.
So I can communicate better on this new technology. But I really, really appreciate all that you do. And as far as I am concerned, and a lot of us are concerned, that the answers to the problems of youth violence can never be served. The answers cannot be provided by locking more our kids up. It can't be solved by buying millions of dollars worth of cameras or shot detectors that are placed strategically in the community. The Community Service Society, one of the oldest social service agencies in the city of New York, some years ago looked at all of the money that is spent on low-income people in the city of New York to find out who's spending it, where it goes, and what is the result. And they determine that 80% of all money spent on low-income people in the city of New York goes not to the poor, but those who serve the poor. They're the professional service providers. And they ask not which problems are solvable, but which programs and problems are fundable this year. And their priorities is determined by the priorities of the funder, be it private or governmental. And so we have created an industry on the backs of low-income people when the people being paid to serve poor people are paid based upon the existence of the problem. They are not paid to provide answers to that problem. And that's why it is important for us to, and as a society, to look to the social entrepreneurs in the community suffering the problem for the answers. And as far as I'm concerned, you all are the answers. And you are not benefiting personally from anything that you've done. I mean, you're not operating out of a fancy office, I understand, and you don't have a lot of fancy annual reports, a staff of 25. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, absolutely correct. Absolutely.
Our staff happens to be three. It's just each of us wear 19 hats.
And you're operating out your homes.
Right.
And on whatever resources that you can. So the monies that you're trying to get is going to enable you to stabilize and deliver on a more consistent basis and perhaps employ some young people from the community to work with you.
Part of the money will employ an additional 8 people to work with us. And it goes towards stipends and things of that nature and incentives. You know, for the youth, you know, whether they be, an incentive, to stay in school or complete their GED course, we're using methods that are untraditional, but it's trying to, point our youth in the right direction. Because Todd has a saying, and, now I'm going to let him say, because he always talk about how we use the term, what if?
Yes, if I may.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer that the many words that we choose shapes the very foundation that we walk on, and it becomes many of our reality. And it's the word, it is what it is. And as long as we continue as a whole or even individually to use the word it is what it is, it eliminates the possibility of what it could be. And for those who dare to dream that they could be anything other than a drug seller or a gangbanger on the corner, but if you're living it is what it is life, then you have dormant yourself for becoming something greater. So I just urge everyone to take that word and delete it from your vocabulary.
Thanks.
The only time it becomes it is what it is when you have exhausted all remedies and you are left with reality. But don't allow it to be a reality off surface.
Thank you so much for joining us for this segment. Our guests today have been Todd and Lance Furtado, former drug lords whose lives have been transformed through the grace of God. They are founders of the King of Kings Foundation and a nonprofit in Queens, New York, dedicating their lives to convincing young people, witnessing to young people, and showing them the way out of lives of self-destruction. We've also talked with Pastor Buster Sorius, First Baptist Church of Lincoln Garden, Somerset, New Jersey. Next week, we will continue to explore some more of the issues troubling our schools and communities and talk to some of the people who are actually solving these problems. I'm Bob Woodson, President, Center for Neighborhood Enterprise. Please join us next week at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. To listen to the show and to access our past programs, go to www.cneonline.org and click on the radio icon. If you'd like to comment on the show or send us story ideas, please email us at bobwoodsonshow@cneonline.org. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you'll be with us each week on The Bob Woodson Show, What Works and Why.
You've been listening to The Bob Woodson Show, What Works and Why, insights and solutions to some of America's most troubling societal problems, featuring community activist Robert L. Woodson Sr. To learn more, visit cneonline.org. And join us next time for more of The Bob Woodson Show, right here on TalkZone.com.